Part 2. The Thing That Is Coming. Welcome to Name the Day Forum. We encourage respectful posting. Anonymous handles are welcome. Slurs of any kind are not tolerated. As a reminder, new thread posts are indicated by this sound, and comments on the thread are indicated by this sound. Have fun and keep on canning. Extract from Name the Day Survivalist Forum, subboard NTD/strategic.
OneCorn is at prep to the max status. OneCorn has made 4,744 posts and received 14,829 thumbs up. So, who's up for a little Bible study? I'm on my interesting historical lessons, thank you.
Arturo Megadog is at shelf-stable status. Arturo Megadog, at OneCorn. Really? You're on your bullshit again? You're going to get flamed again.
Burning is the inevitable fate of anyone who tells people stuff worth hearing. Believe me. Today's lesson is on the theme, when is it time to go?
Is this about the bunker billionaire thing?
It's not about billionaires owning intense survival bunkers.
Do I get to hate on Lenk Skettlish?
No one has ever been able to stop you hating on Lenk Skettlish, A.M. But yeah, this is relevant. It's about very powerful people, and it's about social responsibility. Okay?
Okay. You'll still get flamed doing this on /strategic. But continue. I think I'm the only one reading anyway.
All right. Genesis chapter 18, loosely translated. CW, sexual assault, murder, destruction of property, explosions, terror, incest, rains of fire, pillars of salt, violent death, blasphemy, God. So the Lord looked at Sodom, and it was not a great place to live, work, or raise a family. The people of Sodom were cruel, they took whatever they wanted, they had stopped caring for strangers or the poor. They were genuinely disgusting. Sodom was a place that embodied everything that was wrong with all of this civilization and progress that the humans had been getting up to lately. The Lord looked closely and had some strong negative feelings about it all. But the Lord had recently been having serious and useful conversations with a person, Abraham. More than any of the other humans, Abraham ended up surprising him with the depth of his moral thinking. You'd think God wouldn't be interested in comments on his work, but in fact, even in Genesis, he's soliciting opinions and adjusting what he's doing. That's how the books of discussion of the Talmud work, too.
Arturo Megadog is at shelf-stable status. Well, I will take that as a compliment, and thank you kindly, ma'am.
They're essentially layers of commentary, scholars arguing with each other back and forth through time and across the centuries. Arguably, soliciting opinions and adjusting what you're doing is a sign of some pretty advanced thinking. Arguably, that's what God is modeling for us through the work of creation. So, involved in the process and interested in feedback, the Lord led Abraham in on his plans. He said, Sodom and Gomorrah, you would not believe the cries of anguish that are rising up to me from those places. They don't treat each other with kindness, not even respect, not even basic human dignity. So I'm thinking, destroy them, smite them, wipe them out. Fire and brimstone. My wrath, my friend, is kindled. The Lord waited for Abraham's response. He was nervous. Now it seemed clear to Abraham that the Lord had just said something pretty self-contradictory. Because if you want people to treat each other with human dignity, shouldn't you start by treating them all with human dignity? But it's tough to point out this kind of thing, even to your boss, let alone the owner of all things, the maker of heaven and earth. Eventually, Abraham said, you're thinking of sweeping the whole place away? The good people with the bad? And the Lord was like, yeah, justice. Abraham put his fingertips to his forehead and said, okay, but just bear with me. What if there are 50 good people in Sodom? Would you destroy the whole city? You are supposed to judge everyone fairly. This was a great point, and to be honest, the Lord hadn't thought about it before. That was why he liked talking to Abraham. The guy came up with ideas that were right on target, like a kid holding their parents to good values.
Dansat Dan is at 1 tin o' bean status. Abraham and God? What is this religious bullshit? I didn't come here for God shit. Got enough of that from my folks. No, thank you. I thought this sub was about serious survival strategies, not this garbage. Go to NTD/end of days if this is your thing.
The Lord said, okay, you know, you're right. If there are 50 good people in Sodom, I'll forgive the whole city. Yeah, if there are 50, that's what I'll do. Now, forgive everyone versus smite everyone might not have been quite what Abraham was getting at with the whole judge everyone fairly idea. But, like you do with a difficult boss, Abraham spoke quietly and respectfully. Honestly, who am I to say anything to you? I'm literally dust and ashes and you're the Lord, but okay, how about this? If there are just 5 people missing from that 50, you wouldn't still destroy the whole city, would you? If there were 45, you'd save the city, right? The Lord had to agree that was right. And Abraham went on, like he had something incredibly vital to demonstrate to the Lord of hosts. Like there's something infinitely precious about literally every human life, and you can't just bomb whole cities even if almost everyone there is living a lifestyle you disagree with. You'd save the city for 40, he said. Then you'd save the city for 30, you'd save the city for 20, you'd save the city for 10. There was a really important point here. Abraham was arguing against collective punishment. But from the text, it doesn't seem as if the Lord really understood this idea yet. And Abraham was saying something else. Something about how even if you do happen to be incredibly powerful, you can't just walk away when things go bad.
Arturo Megadog is at shelf stable status. At one corn. Told you.
That's not what your power is for. You can't just go, screw it, this was a mistake, I'll get rid of it. If you've got power, use it to help. Okay, you're right, said the Lord. I'd save the city for the sake of 10 good people.
At Dan sat Dan. Kid, back off. Before you get yourself into a flame war, try to work out who you're insulting. Go and check out OneCorn's best of, okay? OneCorn does this stuff sometimes, like experimenting with the form, putting fragments together that don't seem like they go together. There's usually a point to it in the end. OneCorn knows her stuff. Trust.
The Lord was on a learning journey, and you know that's no bad reason to have created humanity. Anyway, it turned out there really weren't 10 good people in the city. There was just one barely adequate man, Lot, Abraham's nephew, and his family. The Lord was tired of talking to Abraham. That guy was smart, but he made his head ache. And so the Lord decided to rain down fire and ash upon the cities of the plains. But I mean, that is the question, really, isn't it? Is it okay to decide to give up on a place? How little goodness is too little? When is there no future left?